President. Conscience and Peace Tax International is grateful that this update pays increased attention to Ukraine's failure to acknowledge that the right of conscientious objection to military service applies equally in wartime, and also to the arbitrary detention and mistreatment of conscientious objectors by military recruiters, and we support wholeheartedly the recommendation on the subject. The four conscientious objectors sentenced to imprisonment during the reporting period bring to 11 or 12 the total in 2024, with over 50 further prosecutions in progress and something like 200 further cases under investigation, mainly Jehovah's Witnesses. We have not yet had confirmation that any have joined already imprisoned objector Dmytro Zelensky, but two of the sentences have now been confirmed on appeal and may be implemented at any time. Let us be clear, such targeted persecution of those who have a moral objection to taking up arms in any situation, but who have always shown themselves willing to undertake non-military national service, does absolutely nothing for Ukraine's military readiness. We call on all of Ukraine's friends to make clear that sympathy with their current plight cannot condone human rights abuses similar to those it is fighting against. Thank you, Mr. President.